Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome on into the Locker Room Show. The Saints falling to the Kansas City Chiefs 26-13 on Monday Night Football. We're going to check in with Kansas City one more time with Deuce McAllister in the booth. First, Deuce, what is the latest health update with this banged up black and gold bunch?
The LCMC Health Update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well. Guy that left the game and did not return was quarterback Derek Carr, and he left with an oblique injury. You also had Lucas Patrick that left the game and Will Harris that left the game with a hamstring injury. Lucas Patrick was able to come back into the game, so that is obviously something to monitor, and that is presented to you by the LCMC Health Update. LCMC Health, 8 hospitals, 1 promise of keeping you well.
Overall, Deuce, the Saints played a decent game on the road in Kansas City. Unfortunately, come out in the short end here, 26-13, like I said, going into this. Big one for the black and gold in the fact that just didn't seem like they were able to get much going. The offensively kind of struggled there, and then even defensively, one of their worst performances, I think, of the season.
Yeah, definitely defensively. I mean, that's not the standard of who you are and what you want to be. And, you know, you've got to figure out a way to get better. You can talk about, hey, we're missing this player, we're missing that player. All of that's true. But, you know, to come out and just do the little things right, this team is not doing enough of the little things right, and to start to hurt them badly. And, I mean, you know, you talk about a couple of drives in some earlier games. Well, it was consistently little things not being done right here in this game. And, you know, it showed up on the scoreboard where they were able to double you up. And so offensively, you may have had 1 or 2 drives where you're actually moving the ball and then you'd have a penalty, or you couldn't block Chris Jones. And you kind of knew that, hey, he was going to be an issue. He was going to be a problem. But too many times he was a problem. And then you tried to hit some explosive plays. You did hit 1 down the field with Rashid for the touchdown. But, I mean, there are 3 or 4 explosive plays, opportunities down the field, 1-on-1. And my guy, we couldn't come up with the ball. And so it's unfortunate that's kind of where you are and what you were trying to do offensively. And we hit on them early on, but you could only hit on 1 of them this game. And, you know, you need some explosive plays.
Yeah, you mentioned that was one of the frustrating things to see. Some of the times you had an Olave, you had a Shaheed, just weren't able to complete the play. Now you look at the situation, Derek Carr gets hurt in the game. We don't know, obviously, his status yet. We'll hear more from Coach Dennis Allen coming up shortly. But short week now, we got to turn around really quick and have a divisional opponent. No rest for the weary.
Nah, no worries for the weary, and nobody cares, really. I mean, nobody really cares. You'll get in at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and you'll go in tomorrow and you'll watch a little film, but basically you'll be off, and it's preparation on Wednesday for Tampa Bay. And so Tampa Bay, you know, had a couple of extra days off as far as because they played last Thursday, but they'll come into New Orleans tomorrow, and, you know, they'll prep for the week like normal as best as possible. But for the Saints, nobody cares.
Yeah, you're looking now 3 straight losses for the Saints. Obviously, divisional matchup coming up Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've got their own problems right now. They're displaced because of a hurricane going to Tampa. So they're going to be at Tulane Juhlman Stadium practicing. But overall, Deuce, for this Saints squad, what do you have to do going into this season? What's your mindset got to be to get out of this rut?
Oh, no, it's back to the basics. Can you do the basic things? I mean, because, you know, being able to have misalignments where I have to call a timeout on defense, having to call a timeout on offense because we couldn't get the play in or we've got the wrong personnel in, that's what happened tonight. That happened tonight. And so it's the basic things that you got to be able to do. And it may be a function of not having a normal player that would have been in the game. That may be true. But if I'm up, I've got to be locked in and I understand the situation and know that I may be going in. And so it's the little things that they've got to be able to correct. And if they don't, we're going to be talking about losing games.
Yeah, a tough one for the Saints going down 26-13. Now the black and gold sit 2-3 on the season. Deuce, appreciate your time. You guys have a great flight home. Look forward to talking to you soon.
Thank you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.